All Packers, all the time.
I think he's got a chance. When years ago, I was like, oh my God, I don't think this guy's going to be very good at all. I'm willing to allow for the possibility that he's going to be good.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. Also sponsored by Century Foods. Win two tickets to see Green Bay host Kansas City on Sunday, December 3rd. Compliments of Century Foods. Find the weekly code on Century's Facebook or Instagram and enter to win.
Wow, the replies are rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Unnamed in the 262 saying, my boss is wondering why I'm searching for Chewy modeling pictures on my work computer. Will in Hartford saying this is absolutely the picture on Chewy's romance novel.
You can release a series, pal. Get a ghostwriter just based on this picture alone. It's already gotten you 80,000. Just think what you can get now.
Will says the title should be The Longest Hard.
Jason, is Watson going to play? I'm getting torched here. Help.
I'm not helping.
Jason, did you know that Chewy had a swimwear line?
I vaguely recall that, yes.
So you've seen these pictures before of him modeling for the swimsuit line?
Seen them? I have them.
Oh! You do?
No.
About to say, if you had them and we're not sharing.
I was going to say, name your price. You know, you want to put those girls through college, Jason? I can help in order to get those pictures.
Jason Aaron Jones? Going to play? I hate everyone in this. I love you, Jason. These
what?
I'm at a loss.
Finish the sentence, Chew. Finish the sentence.
I love you guys. Especially Ashton, who found it.
He just blew you a kiss through the glass. All right, Jason, I suppose we should talk a little Packers. Status updates on any of our guys?
Christian Watson did not practice yesterday. I'm guessing that he's still a little ways away. But again, you know, Romeo Doubs didn't practice last Wednesday and then did practice on a limited basis Thursday, Friday, and then played a limited number of snaps against the Bears, so you can't rule it out. I think today's a really big day for Aaron Jones, just because he downplayed that injury to us when we talked to him after the game in Chicago on Sunday. He said it wasn't a hamstring pull, it was a bite, which I've never heard that before. But he did not practice yesterday. Now, if that's just them being cautious with him, then that makes sense, and he'll be out there limited basis today. You know, he is certainly one of the few guys on this team that would have no trouble playing on Sunday without practicing all week. They don't have enough veteran guys that are capable of that, but he's certainly one of them. But today's an important day for those guys if they're going to play.
Jason, would you classify Watson as a chronic hamstring guy? I mean, we just saw Cooper Kupp in L.A. fly to Minneapolis to see an expert. They don't feel they're at that point with Watson?
No. So it is his right hamstring, which is the same one that cost him 3 games last year at different points in the season. It wasn't like he missed 3 straight games. He missed a game, came back for a few games, then missed 2 more games. And he says it's in a different place in the hamstring each time, so it's not the same every time. But I wouldn't go so far as to use chronic just yet. But I don't know how this wouldn't be a concern for them, right? Like, mm-hmm. When a guy has in 2 seasons, out of a possible 18 games, he's now missed 4, and they've all been hamstring related. I'm not sure how you can not be concerned about that.
Well, when LaFleur said, "Yeah, I don't think he needs to go on IR," like that to me says, okay, he's probably not playing week 2 either. If that's the way he's answering, if they thought that IR was out of the question, he would just no IR, he's going to be fine. And you know, they would have kind of denied that instead of, yeah, I don't think he needs it. Or am I interpreting that wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible he just doesn't know what Goody's going to do, because Goody handles the personnel, and I'm not sure he has a whole lot of conversations with Matt about some of those decisions. So I'm not sure what how to interpret that myself. I would say this. Watson said that no one had brought up possibility of IR to him. So and of course, now that he missed the first game, if they were to IR him this week, that's four games, starting with Atlanta being number one. It's not like the Major League Baseball. What are they called now? The injured list?
Yeah, the IL.
You know, it's not like you can retroactively do it like you do in baseball, where, you know, dating back to, you know, September 6th. And that way you've already gotten some of the dates done. If they were to feel like they needed to IR him and they did it today, Atlanta would be game one out of the four you have to miss.
Jason, safe to assume that Quay Walker will not play this weekend because they did confirm yesterday that he is in the concussion protocol?
I don't think so. You know, guys have played after concussions. Devontae Adams did it frequently, actually. And he was doing some stuff with the trainers already yesterday, which means he's far along in the protocol. So I would say that's a pretty encouraging sign about his potential availability. You know, again, I don't know enough about the severity of it, and we're not allowed to talk to him when he's in the protocol. And all LaFleur will say when a guy's in the protocol is he's in the protocol. So I don't have a good feel for him, but the fact that he was doing strenuous activity with the training staff is a good sign that he's advancing through the process.
Jason, was DJ Moore's ineffectiveness more so the play of the corners in Jair, or was it just the game plan was very odd?
Yes. And also, I think it's, you know, I just don't know how good Justin Fields is. Like, you know, I know you and I have taken some guff for picking the Bears to win mm-hmm. at home. I can't believe how bad they are.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't spend my training camp with them. I spent it with the Packers. But I guess I thought when you trade away the first overall pick, and again, the guys that are at the top of this past year's draft, I don't know what those quarterbacks' careers will look like, but it's not the same as Caleb Williams being at the top of the draft. I mean, when we had Mel Kiper on our show to preview the 2023 draft, I swear he spent more time talking about 2024 and Caleb Williams and Drake May being at the top of that draft. But I guess I thought if they were committed to Justin Fields, I would see a significant jump in his performance. And their offensive line stinks, so that's part of it. But I didn't think he was very good at all. And remember, one of his most complete games that he had last season came against the Packers. So I was expecting him to be a lot better, and he wasn't. So DJ Moore's limited. What did he have, two catches?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a combination of Luke Getsy's game plan, Justin Fields' ineffectiveness, and Jair shutting him down.
A topic of conversation during Matt LaFleur's presser yesterday, Jason, was Jordan Love and not changing plays at the line of scrimmage. What was LaFleur's answer to that, and do you think he has a lot of that freedom at that line of scrimmage, or are they taking that off of his plate as he gets acclimated in his first year as a starter?
Yeah, so that was me. I was very curious about that. And let me say this. I know that it has become a bad word now. And when we talk about Rodgers changing plays at the line of scrimmage, it's almost like we're, you know, saying shame on him. There were plenty of times when he did that, and Matt LaFleur will tell you he bailed him out of a bad play call. Now, I know you guys know this, but for folks listening that aren't familiar with this, because I had one of my colleague reporters who didn't understand it and was asking me about it in the press box, let me just explain again what canned plays are. So the every play call in the Packers offense, and this is the case with Kyle Shanahan, this is the case with Sean McVay, this is the case with Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. There's a play call, and then there is a corollary play call that they call the can play, because if you get to the line of scrimmage and the alignment the defense shows you indicates that the play call, the original play call, is not going to work against their front or whatever they're doing defensively, then you can call the corollary play that's baked into the play. And so there were every time, if you're watching the game and you see Jordan Love tapping his ear holes of his helmet, and then you see everyone else do it too, that means they have gone from the original play call to the can call. And he did that multiple times in the game. What I wanted to know was whether or not there were any plays where he flat out just changed the play entirely. And LaFleur said no, other than the play where he failed to get him a play called in before the field goal at the end of the first half. So that's the difference between 18-year veteran and first-year starter. Rodgers would do that frequently. All those guys had to be on alert for their veteran quarterback doing that. They don't have to do that with Jordan Love. And for a team that is so young at all these pass-catching positions, I would argue that's way better for them, that they don't have to worry about the quarterback calling something out of the playbook that is not part of the can play program. So he still makes adjustments at the line of scrimmage. He just does not call flat-out brand-new plays like Rodgers would, and you wouldn't expect him to, but I thought that was worth confirming just because I think that underscores how different it is for this offense to be run by Jordan Love than to have it run by the four-time MVP.
Jason, I think everybody is thrilled that the Packers got a win in week one, but Gabe has been adamant that he can't make any long-term determinations about this squad until we are 4 weeks into the season, and they need to stack success in order to use a Mike McCarthyism. What does that look like week two against the Falcons? What do you want to see from Jordan Love in this offense that shows that they have evolved even beyond the success they had on the field in week one?
Yeah, that's a good question. And by the way, Gabe, you go right ahead and incur the wrath of Packers Twitter, man, by being reasonable. Don't let me stop you. But hey, they're gonna be undefeated until they prove me otherwise. Look, I think Atlanta poses a much better challenge. I think it was interesting. Even Matt LaFleur himself made a comment where he said this is going to be a much bigger challenge, which, you know, usually you don't say that about the division opponent you faced the previous week.
The quiet part loud, if you will.
Yes, exactly. So this is a much better defense. He talked about how they're much more aggressive. They have a better pass rush. Their coverage is stickier. So to Gabe's point, yeah. Now, if they go down there and win, but win ugly, because, you know, again, the Falcons are in the process of building themselves into being a, you know, more consistent winner, which they haven't been in recent years. You know, if Packers win the game, there's a chance that Gabe will sit here on Monday and say they won the game, but Jordan didn't play well, right? That's a possibility. Or they won the game, but, you know, there was a lot to clean up, like coaches love to say. So I think Gabe is right. I don't personally want to say that because I don't want to deal with the blowback from the very vocal portion of the fan base that is just you rah-rah. But I don't think beating the Bears, based on what I saw from the Bears, is enough for me to feel like, okay, they're going to be really good. They're going to win 10 games. They're going to go to the playoffs. If they can stack good games, though, I'll be more than happy to say, yeah, I was wrong about these guys. The growing pains are going to be limited, and it looks like, you know, Matt LaFleur getting to run his offense the way he wants with a quarterback who does what he says is really working well.
Good stuff, Jason. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
And we'll send him an autograph picture. Can we do that? Can we get him an autograph picture? Huh?
Sure.
One of those topless pictures that have been floating around.
I mean, since Chewy has all of them at his house.
I do have an update.
You want a recent one here? Yeah.
I mean, I do have the picture of you screaming in pain on my phone after I ripped the hot wax off of your chest.
There you go.
That's true. We have seen you topless. Not in this studio, but in the former one. Ashton said he has an update on the picture situation. We'll get to that. And I've got 10 national power rankings on the Green Bay Packers, guys. They are all very, very impressive. We'll get into that on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.
Guys, it doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. A local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. I was dealing with low testosterone, didn't even realize it, but maybe you're somebody who's kind of tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack your day the way you did even a year or two ago. That could be low testosterone. And for me, I just thought it was, oh, I'm doing the morning show. I used to do afternoon show for years, so now I'm doing the morning show. That's why I'm tired as the day goes on. No, it turns out my testosterone levels were low, and I found out with Mentality. I got a blood panel done. Within a week, my results got back to me. And then after that, I was able to start testosterone treatment plan that was made just for me. It's customized just for you. It's not one size fits all. They want to make sure your testosterone levels are exactly where they need to be for you. So go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality. LowTUSA.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Was it a mistake? Yep.
Ashy-bashy.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Yes. Yeah.
You didn't even know what the hell I said.
You asked if it was a mistake.
What was a mistake?
Go back to soccer.
On 94.5 ESPN.